The government's Housing for All plan is soon to be revealed, according to the Irish Independent. But already the paper is revealing some of what's in it. Philip Ryan writes that income raised from family homes being rented out while their owners are receiving nursing home care will be exempt from contributions to the Fair Deal scheme. The idea is to encourage people in nursing homes to rent out potentially thousands of properties. At present, 80% of rental income is taken by revenue and goes towards the cost of a person's nursing home care, the paper says. Weddings are the main story for the Irish Times and the Irish Daily Mail. A boost for our brides is how the Mail's headline writer describes what the paper says is a cabinet decision expected today to increase the number of guests allowed at weddings. The Times reports cabinet sources as saying they believe that the number should increase to 100 guests from the 5th of August. Meanwhile, the Irish News reports that an explosion in COVID infection rates in Greater Belfast has led to emergency contingency planning in the North's biggest health trust. The Irish Examiner's front page has a photograph of a man at the Oliver Plunkett Bar in Cork City, apparently celebrating the resumption of indoor dining by having a pint outside on the street. The picture is by Eddie O'Hare. The Examiner's main story is a report by Liz Dunphy on what she calls an ambitious draft development plan for Cork, unveiled yesterday, which aims to make the city a major economic driver to counterbalance Dublin. Dunphy writes that billions of euro in central funding will be injected into housing and transport plans to transform Cork into an international city of scale. The Irish Daily Mirror lead story is about what the paper calls the fallout from saucy snaps of the footballer Wayne Rooney. The Irish Daily Star reports that a legally blind pensioner acquitted of selling close to a third of a kilo of cannabis has told the paper that the drug should be legalised. Allegations that pupils were sexually abused by a Jesuit priest in Belvedere College in the 1970s were not properly investigated or brought to the attention of An Garda Síochána, a former school headmaster has told an inquiry ordered by the Jesuits. So the Times reports on its front page. Last night, Patsy McGarry writes, the Jesuits said that the sexual abuse of pupils at the Dublin school by Father Joseph Marmion, who died in the year 2000, was a shameful chapter in the order's history. The Mail and Times have front page pictures of the swimmer Mona McSharry competing at the Tokyo Olympics. The Times photo is by Info. The Mail calls her Magic Mona.